everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Bauer. Coming up on the show, we'll recap what has been a very busy week around the Ontario Hockey League, getting you caught up on a few news and notes. We'll also look ahead to next week's Kubota CHL-NHL Top Prospects game in Hamilton. First, this week's OHL On the Run Player of the Week is goaltender Jacob Ingham of the Kitchener Rangers. He captures the award for the second time this season. He posted a 3-0 record with a 1.33 goals against average and .964 save percentage. Ingham was also the Player of the Week for the week ending on December 15th. The 19-year-old, who hails from Barrie, comes into this weekend's play with an 18-4-3 record and a solid 2.52 goals against average. He is a prospect of the Los Angeles Kings after being chosen in the 6th round of the 2018 National Hockey League Entry Draft. Meantime, many OHL players are hoping to hear their name called in June at the 2020 edition of the National Hockey League Entry Draft. Among them, Ryan O'Rourke of the Sioux Greyhounds. He's among the OHL players that will suit up at next week's Kubota CHL-NHL Top Prospects game in Hamilton. This week, I chatted with O'Rourke about what's happening in the Sioux and looking ahead to being one of the top prospects. Ryan, let's talk about the Western Conference battles. It seems like every night the standings jumble around a little bit. You guys right in the thick of things. And I know we've got still a couple months to go in the regular season, but it seems like playoff positioning already up for grabs. I'm sure right now for the Greyhounds, it's concentrate on what you guys can control and worry about your game right now.
Yeah, definitely. I think this year we've had some up and downs. We've kind of been looking at the standings. I think we know where we need to be. We just need to keep working to get back up there.
Do you kind of have to avoid scoreboard watching, yet sometimes you just can't help it at the end of the night, seeing what everybody else is up to?
Yeah, definitely. I think everyone kind of takes a peek every once in a while. I think it's kind of good for us to know kind of what situation we're in going into a game. Obviously play the game the same way, no matter who we play against, but just kind of knowing what we're going up against and what to expect.
Coming out of the break, you guys have been 7-3 in your last 10 games, as you and I talk here. What's been working well lately?
I think we've just been playing as a team, really. We haven't really changed much up. We're just working hard, working together, working smarter, I guess, and it's been successful for us.
If you had to sort of scout yourself a little bit this year, how would you say your year has come together?
I think it's been pretty good. Having an injury was kind of a bit of a setback, but I think as a team we kind of gelled pretty quick. We had a pretty hot start. But I think for myself, just playing simple and playing inside our guidelines here in the team, we've been pretty good.
You did miss a couple weeks there back in November. I've got to think just the competitor in you, that's got to be frustrating to not be able to get in the lineup for a couple weeks.
Yeah, definitely. Watching isn't really that easy. I really look forward to coming back, though. And once I kind of got back, kind of right back into the swing and didn't really miss a beat.
Do you have to, is there where people, you kind of, your support group there in the Sioux and your friends knowing, you know, sometimes people sort of take an injury during their draft year and maybe blow it out of proportion a little bit. Did you kind of have people remind you, hey, there's still lots of hockey to go. Don't worry about it. That's all good.
Yeah, for sure. Even our athletic therapist, I think he kind of kept me even in that way. Just thinking about the long run and not really the short, what's happening right now.
Next week is the Kubota CHL-NHL Top Prospects game. I've got to think, was this kind of one of your goals for the season, was to be named to that event?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I didn't really focus on it, but it was kind of one of those goals in the background that I wanted to work towards. Again, not really keeping it in my main focus, but kind of just having it in the back of my head.
Tell me about look ahead to it for me. I'm sure it's going to be exciting just being part of that and, of course, getting together with a lot of the guys around the league.
Yeah, for sure. Playing with a couple of them over the past two summers has been pretty cool. Playing against most of the guys in the OHL, it's definitely going to be cool to team up and see what we can do.
I guess a few stories get swapped and things like that. Well, you were at the CIBC Canada-Russia series in the fall. You made an appearance there. Now going to the Kubota CHL-NHL Top Prospects game. It's got to be nice to be recognized among your peers to be able to take part in these national events.
Yeah, for sure. There's some pretty elite talent throughout all the leagues. And I mean, just to be picked as one of them is pretty honored and very excited.
You came out of the Whitby Wildcats minor midget program. A lot of guys from your group have made some appearances in the OHL. What made that group so special?
Probably just our chemistry. I think a lot of the guys have been together for 3-4 plus years. And I think just working as a team and having good coaches and good chemistry, it was a lot of fun.
Of course, you know, I look down the list, Blake Murray, Cole Perfetti, Colton Cameron Sarnie were teammates among many others. I've got to think it's almost to the point now, almost any rink you go into, there must be some connections that way.
Yeah, definitely. I'd say I probably know one or two guys on every team. Obviously, once we're on the ice, it's not a friendly battle. But obviously, off the ice, you get to know the guys, and a lot of them are really nice guys.
I've got to think after some games, there's probably a few texts about some one-on-one battles.
Yeah, it depends. Sometimes depends on how the game goes.
Have a little fun with it. Of course, if you come out with the win, you can certainly give them a little bit of the extra gears as well. Second year in the Sioux. What's that like moving, you know, being a GTA, east of the GTA guy, Durham region type area, then moving up to Sioux St. Marie? How's this been like for you?
Oh, it's definitely different. I'm kind of used to the bigger city. Kind of like how things operate up here, though. It's kind of smaller, low-key. I think it kind of keeps us all in line and kind of forced us to hang out with each other, which is nice.
I got to think the traffic's better, too.
Yeah, definitely.
So here we are. We're into mid-January as we go along. What do you find you guys want to work on from a Greyhounds perspective going down the stretch to be, of course, a force in the Western Conference here in the final 2 months?
Definitely just the small details. I think we kind of got the core, our structure down. I think we just got to keep developing as a team, being on the same page. And again, those small details, they all matter.
That was Ryan O'Rourke of the Sioux Greyhounds, who will take part in next week's Kubota CHL-NHL Top Prospects game. A look at this week's Kia CHL Top 10 rankings sees 6 OHL clubs mentioned. The Ottawa 67s are the number one team in the nation, followed by the Windsor Spitfires at number 8, Guelph Storm at 9, Peterborough Petes at 10, and honorable mentions this week to the Kitchener Rangers and the Saginaw Spirit. Well, how about Team Canada at the World Junior Hockey Championship? 10 OHL players returning home with gold medals, including Barrett Hayton, who returns to the Arizona Coyotes in the National Hockey League after graduating from the Sioux Greyhounds. The team, led by bench boss Dale Hunter and assistant coach Andre Turney of the Ottawa 67s, along with Alan Letang of the Owen Sound Attack part of the coaching staff, while general manager Mark Hunter of the Knights helping guide things as well. Congratulations to the Canadian players and everyone who represented their country at the recent World Junior Hockey Championship. That's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Bauer. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.